Let me first say good morning, brothers and sisters. I hope you are not bothered by the number of people sitting here. Many, many years ago, I was still in a home church. I'm the speaker, my wife is there, and there's only one sister sitting there. So I'm glad she does not leave to go to the toilet, otherwise the whole meeting has to stop. So to me, it's many people here. And the most important thing is, God is among us. Now today I'm going to share in my heart, I'm going to talk about peace. If you look on the, if you watch the news recently, you will always see the word tariffs, okay? So Americans want putting tariffs on many goods. So many business in everywhere, the whole world, even the business in America, they are deeply affected. Every place seems to be in a turmoil. It's just like a catastrophe to everyone. We may be affected in many, many ways. Maybe after a few months, we can see the impact of that affect how it affects us. We may hope there may be peace treaty, some sort of peace deal can be found. But where is peace? So this morning, let's come to the Lord and find where is the origin of this peace. Let us pray. Father, we thank you we can gather before you, and we ask that you speak to us. Let us find peace in you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Do you have peace? How do you define peace? When you have peace, you feel some calm inside you. No conflict, no struggle, as if you are floating. On top of all the troubles, you are floating on top. You are not worried by all the changes around you. Normally, what are people thinking of? If you are working, you think about the food. Check on the price of food. The price of some is even too difficult to find eggs sometimes. The rent going up higher and higher. Sydney comes to, is it the second or the third in the world? The highest rent. The energy bill goes up 20-30%. All this causes us to think, I need to do something. I need to do something. It's getting worse. It's getting worse, isn't it? Or if you are a student, younger one, you may think of, oh, I have to worry about my study. Where am I going? What am I going to study? A few years ago, a sister among us, she studied the interpretation, translation. But now, it's this job, no one needs it. AI takes the... So she got no job, so she changed to learn something else. Something in medical field, she went to, I think, Perth to study something else. Worry about study, worry about exam. For younger people, they worry about their friends. Would my friend accept me? Would my peers like me? How do I look? You want to find friends. You want to make friends. You want to, you worried about your appearance. You worry about, am I being accepted? So much worry about our self-image. How do I dress among the young people? For the people who are single, they worry about message. Can I find girlfriend, my boyfriend? Or if you're married, you think about your children. Once you got children, you start to worry. Which primary school, which high school, selected school, what job are they going to take? And even you may need to think about, once I talked to an older man, he started to talk about in future days, many jobs will be taken by AI. Sometimes you see people driving scooter, delivering food, but in China, they use drones to deliver, take away food. So who knows, in many 5 or 10 years later, all our jobs may be, many, many jobs will be taken by robots. Robots can cook, robots can do chores for you. Almost simple job, all can be taken by robots. So maybe your children, they have to worry about their future. Robots will take many of their jobs. New generation. If you are working now, you worry about your wages. Your wages never go up as fast as the inflation. If you are in business, you worry about the profit. You worry about redundancy. In such world, so many things we need to worry about. So there seems to be no peace. If you look around, where is peace? Is there a peaceful land? Of course, if you look further away in Europe, no peace in Europe. If you look Greenland, Greenland seems to be a bit quiet place in the north. And yet Greenland people worry about the Americans are coming. They want to take our land. They want to take this and they want to buy Greenland. And people from Denmark say Greenland is not for sale. So they worried about American is going to take it by force. So no peace in Greenland. Of course, in Gaza, still fighting there. Yemen, still fighting. The Americans bombed these places. How about in Canada? Canada, Canadian people worried again. The Americans want to make us the 51st state. So there's trade war there going on. Mexico? No. How about in USA? If you are living in USA, no. People worried about all these goods from China. The price will be, it used to be $100, now it goes to $245 or something, more than that. So people rush into the American Walmart to buy Chinese goods. So no peace in USA. If you watch the trails on YouTube or TikTok even, many American small business owners, they complain. They can't buy food. They can't run their business anymore. They complain about the government. So no peace in USA, even in Australia. Is there peace? Oh, all this election campaign, all these politicians worried about fighting, all this, there seems to be no peace in around our house and in our daily life, no peace everywhere on earth. But there's even worse. How about inside our heart? Do you have peace in your heart? If you have suffered injustice, someone has done something wrong or something bad to you, how do you feel? Can you sleep at night? Suddenly you feel the injustice. There may be anger in your heart. You can't forgive him, or you can't forget her. Forgive her what she has done to you, because the wounds is still there, is still bleeding. I remember in the past, I suffered some wrong. People wrongly accused me for something. So it's seriously affected my life. And there seems to be a few years I live in pain and sorrow. As if my mind always struggled. My wife worries about I got depression. Not one day, not a month, a few years, brothers and sisters. It seems hopeless. The world seems darkened. There seems to be no future for me. I've been through these struggles very hard. Thank God He let me out. When people accuse you, sometimes you are not that, you are guilty. Maybe people don't know about your fault, but deep inside, you know what you have done wrong. Sometimes the guilt comes back to convict you, condemn you in your heart. There is no peace if you always feel the guilt in you. Sometimes you worry about so many things, the job, the future, the children, your health, all these worries at night, the payment, your finance, all these worries, no peace. Sometimes even accidents. Recently, my car has an accident, so I can't work for 2 or 3 weeks for driving lessons. So sometimes this come back to my heart, oh, I shouldn't let that happen. All this like argument, bargaining in my mind, telling myself. So all this, sometimes we can't find peace. Sins, if you have sins you haven't dealt with, pride, arrogant, selfishness, all this sin is there. Even though you try to ignore it, it's there. You know it's there, and it condemns you. You can't have a clear conscience, and there will be no joy. Sometimes you have bad relationships with people, with your family members, with your spouse, with your children, with your parents. So deep inside our hearts, we may still accuse, he shouldn't do this. My dad should not say that. My mom is wrong. Still, always arguing, condemning people. Sometimes condemning ourselves as well. We may have bad habits to overcome. Hard to overcome. We are obsessed with something. We can't break it. It's like a burden. It's like a stalk, a chain tied on our limit our freedom. We seems we can't break through it. We want freedom, and yet we become captives with all these bad habits. Sometimes we have regrets. Oh, I shouldn't say that to my child. I shouldn't say that to my wife. I shouldn't do it. You regret what you have done. You regret what you have said. You have no peace. And you can't say, you don't have the courage to apologize to someone you hurt. Or sometimes you don't have the chance to apologize, because he or she has gone. Never have a chance to say thank you to the one, to your parents. Never have a chance to say I love you. You miss that chance, and it seems forever. Sometimes we lost something. I lost the chance. I lost that job. I lost the one I love. That loss always come back and torment us. Sometimes we have weakness we can't overcome. I should say that. Once I have a very good brother, he's in trouble, he's in suffering a very difficult time, but I don't know how to talk to him. I want to comfort him, but I'm scared. I'm afraid my words can hurt him more. So I have this weakness. I always regret, but he has gone now. he died of cancer. But I always regret, if I can come to him say, Father, no, he's my spiritual father. Brother, I know you. I want to say, I support you. I don't have a chance to say that. It's a regret. It's my weakness. And so much more about death. We worry about death. Sometimes you feel the pain here if you're getting older. You can feel all this, so many things around our lives. Look out there, everywhere, no peace. And the biggest struggle is inside our heart. No peace. Why? Why would God let you suffer? Why would God created man to suffer? Where is peace? Where can I find peace in such chaotic situation? Where is the real peace? In the book of Isaiah, chapter 57, verse 21, there is no peace, says my God, for the wicked. The wicked ignores God, deny God, go their own way. So, in fact, it's a result, it's a consequence of our relationship with God. Let me say it again. Peace or not is a consequence. A consequence of your relationship with God Himself. So that's why there are so many struggles and conflict. You remember when men sinned after Adam and Eve, they have taken the forbidden fruit. The land is being cursed. Thistles and thorns grow up. Man has to labor in order to find food. That means after man sinned, man has to start to struggle. Struggle with the creation. The land no longer brings out good food itself. Man has to labor. So that means he has to fight against the environment. When man and God separate, man has to struggle. No peace. Has to fight against the environment. Because there are limited food, limited things I want gold, but they are limited. So people fight against bad weather, the rain, the flood, the drought, famine, pestilence. Man has to fight against the environment. No peace. Not only man has to fight against the environment, man has to fight against one another, each other. Remember in the book, in Genesis, the brothers fight, Cain and Abel. How come God likes your offering, not like mine? The brothers, Cain hate Abel. And if you read further down in the Genesis, you can see Jacob, Esau. You can see Joseph and his brothers. Man starts to compete. I'm better than you. I'm stronger than you. I'm better than you. You are nothing. I want to be the first. I want to be number one. I want to get the blessing. Everybody likes me. You have to fight against others. That's why the pride coming. That's why jealousy coming. That's why all this coming. Because we have to fight against each other. So we can see competition in study. Only 10 can go into that, take that job. So hundreds of people have to fight against each other to get that job. Oh, only so many boys like that beautiful girl, they have to fight to get the marriage, the work, the business, all this competition. You have to be better. No peace. All this struggle, constant, all this conflict, constant happening around us. And not that we have to fight against oneself. I know I should do it, but I don't want to do it. I know this is right, but I want to do the wrong thing. So all this internal struggle inside us. So you see, our lives are full of conflict, fighting against the environment, getting food, getting the house, getting the one to love me, support me. Politicians want votes. Give me a vote. A better, big, stronger Australia. Make America great again. You have to fight against each other to gain support from others. You have to fight against yourself, your urge, your lust, your greed in your heart. So many things you have to fight against. Why? Because when people are not having a good relationship with God, you have to struggle to get what you want. It's no longer free. You have to fight in order to get. So what is missing? Why can't we have peace? Let me ask you a very simple question. How can I get a panda? Panda, okay? Panda. Panda comes from? Don't tell me you don't know. So many Chinese here. Panda comes from China. So if you have good relationship with China, China will send a few pandas to you, to your country. Simple. So how can you get peace? Peace comes from God. If you want to have panda, you don't have panda. Panda comes from China. If you want to have peace, peace comes from God. Praise to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. So now we see peace. You can't have peace unless it's coming from above. We want heavenly peace. The so-called peace on earth is not real peace. Think about how many peace treaties signed between A, country A and country B. After a while, they fight again. They sign the peace treaty, but in their heart, they always want to put you down. They always want themselves to be great. There is no real peace. The peace comes from God Himself. Heavenly peace comes from God. So if you want, if your relationship, you have no relationship with God, no God, no peace. No real peace. You are struggling as if you are dropped in the sea, struggling in the sea, always struggling hard to put your mouth so that you can breathe. But when you have good relationship with God, you know God, then you know peace. So this is the peace we need. Nothing happened does not mean it's safe. Anything can happen. Before my car has an accident, I feel peace. But suddenly, boom, accidents happen. So, nothing happened doesn't mean there's true peace. True peace comes from your relationship with God. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Imagine on this whole world, no one can feel safe. But suddenly there's someone among us. He's called the Prince of Peace. And in his life, when we look at him, there's complete peace in him. There's a very good picture I like in Luke, in the storm. Now it happened on a certain day that Jesus got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side of the lake." And they launched out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. He fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in jeopardy. And they came to him and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." Now this storm must be very strong. Notice, many of them, the disciples, are fishermen. They experience a lot of the storm. And, you know, when you're standing on the land, it seems firm, but the sea moves so much. Suddenly you are up high, suddenly you're dropped. Just like the shares, suddenly the shares drop, the price drops. Everything goes up and down. Your feelings go up and down. Your health goes up and down. Everything goes up and down. Sometimes your mood goes up, sometimes your moods go down. Everything is changing. So the sea is a good picture of this always changing world. And people, when they are facing the storm, they say, "We are perished, we are dying." Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the waters. And they ceased, and there was a calm. Jesus rebuked them, and he said to them, "Where's your faith?" And they were afraid and marveled, saying to one another, "Who can this be? For he commands even the winds and water, and they obey him." So I think this is a very good picture of someone who has peace. The fishermen crying, "We are perishing," just like nowadays. All the businessmen worry about, "Oh, the tariffs, our business closed down. I don't have a job. How can I feed my family? We are perishing, we are dying." Indeed, the storm can do that. But when you have Jesus with you, when Christ is with you, he was so peaceful there, asleep, as if all this changing world never bothers him. He doesn't have to fight against the wind. He doesn't have to punch or push the boat down to let the boat remain stable. No. Jesus doesn't have to fight against the environment. He doesn't have to fight against the people. He doesn't have to fight against himself. He is calm. Where is your faith? So, brothers and sisters, dear friends, where is your faith? In this storm, where is your faith? In this tariffs war, trade war, where is your faith? Do you feel you are vulnerable? Yes, we are vulnerable. But who is with you? Yes, your boss can fire you. Yes, the rent can go high up. The oil price can go high up. We can have accidents, we can feel sick, we can have cancer. Anything can happen. We can't guarantee that. And you can't win because you can't control many things. Many things are beyond your control. We are mortal beings. We are totally out of control in many circumstances. But who is with you? He is in control. Why can Jesus be so calm? Is it because he is so tired? Is it because he was not aware of the situation? Master, Master, we are perishing. Wake up, wake up. Sometimes we want God to wake up. God, can you see? I'm in such a situation. Do something. Do something. I'm in pain. I'm struggling. Do something. Sometimes we want to wake God up. Why can Jesus be so calm? Whereas everyone panic, there is someone there so calm, so peaceful. Why? Relationship to God. He is holy for God. He's not in struggle to hold on anything. I want my peace. I want my job. You hold on to your job. And if God is trying to pull that away from you, the environment, try to take away your house, my house, my loved one, my health, my money, you hold on to that, then you are in struggle. But for Jesus, he doesn't have to struggle. Everything I give to you, Lord. Everything is in your hand, Lord. Even my life is in your hand. You put me in the storm, I'll go into the storm to experience your grace. You are taking me to the cross, I will go to the cross. You can't see Jesus. No, no, don't nail me on the cross. He doesn't have to struggle. So peaceful. Dying on the cross. He stretched out his hand. No struggle. This is peace. When we are living for ourselves, we struggle. We don't want God to do this to us. We struggle. But when you say, God, I leave this in your hand. I'm holy for you. Do what you want in my life. No struggle. So this is the secret of peace. Look at that child in Tim's bosom. Tim is holding his son. Does he have to worry about tariffs? No. The worrying is Tim's job. The child doesn't have to worry. Why? Because the relationship with the Father. My Father takes care of what I need. My Father will provide what I need. So there is peace in him, even though there's trade war. The stocks go up and down. Does Tim Child have to worry? No. My Father will take care of it. Totally trusting the Heavenly Father. Holy for God. True peace. You worry about your job, worry about your marriage, worry about your future. So many worries, so many things you want, and struggle. And I want this. You have to make all the plans. You can't sleep at night. This is my first step, second step. You plan all your life. You struggle, you try to get what you want, and yet you may not have peace. Yes, brothers and sisters, we need to have plans. But everything you trust in God's hand. If things don't turn out in the way you want, don't worry. He is in control. He has a better idea. After my car accident, I say to God, what do you want me to learn? How can I show Christ in my loss? How can I show grace? How can I not condemn people for their fault? Take my responsibility. If it's your will that I suffered loss, let it be done for your glory. Let me learn to manifest Christ in all situations. Holy for God, then there will be true peace. So this is about Jesus. He is the man of peace. Everyone has no peace. There's one man, Jesus. He has peace with God because he is holy for God. He doesn't care what happened to him. He can be poor, he can be suffering, he can be rejected by men, yet he remains joyful before God. This is Jesus. But how does that relate to you and me? And by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, Jesus, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. We have rejected God, man has gone his own way, sin got in all kinds of trouble. We do. The whole creation is under condemnation. But through Jesus' blood, it has, I think, made peace through the blood of his cross. So this is the peace treaty that really counts. But because of the blood of Christ, all this cursed earth, God can show blessing again. Because by his blood, peace, we can, all things, not only man, even the whole creation. Things on earth, things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross, through the blood of his cross. This is where the price is paid. You want peace? Men disobey God, there's no peace. Men wicked, there's no peace for wicked people like us. He is peaceful. He has not offended God. Jesus is a man of peace because he has no sin. But I have sin. My whole life is sinful. I don't have peace. But when he died, he shed his blood. The blood cleansed me. Now I can have peace. Can you see that? Man of peace, Prince of peace. If he doesn't die, I have no part. I cannot share this peace. But because he died, I can share it. This peace comes to me. He restored peace between God and man. So this man of peace doesn't come to earth. See how peaceful I am. You sinners have no peace. I am peaceful. And then he gone up to heaven. Oh no. That condemns us. That hurts even more. Yes, I deserve punishment. But when Jesus is willing to die, shed his blood on the cross, now everything can turn around. We can find peace with God himself. So remember when Jesus came to earth? Peace on earth. Remember the Christmas, all these Christmas songs? Glory to God in the highest, the angels say, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. So he is the peace ambassador coming to man has offended God, the whole world becomes sinful, and yet this God, our God, doesn't come to punishment. He sent a peace ambassador And this peace ambassador has to die for us. He brought peace to man. He brought peace towards man. And can I have this peace? When Jesus about to leave, he said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." Today we are thinking of the world peace. Oh, the Russian and Ukraine signed a peace treaty. The Gaza, the Israelites and the Palestinian people signed a peace treaty. Oh, there will be peace. No. If you still hate each other, there's no real peace. The world gives you, okay, today there's no bombing. Is there peace? No. There's still people. You see how many missiles they are building, nuclear missiles that country is building? If there's real peace, why do they still make all these weapons, armament? This world has no real peace. The peace is, I become so strong, no man dare to challenge me, then there's peace. No. This world's peace is, unless we become so strong, no one dare to challenge you. But this is not true peace. True peace is in the heart. True peace is your relationship with God. So, my peace I give to you. So, dear friends, dear Christians, we can enjoy this peace. This peace comes from our relationship with God. This peace comes from our faith in God. This peace comes from our relationship, our fully trusting our lives into His hand. Otherwise, you may be still a Christian and yet you find no peace in your life. Worrying, suffering all day because you are worrying for yourself, suffering, always struggling. You want to keep something from God. If you are fighting with God, you have no peace. But if you let go everything in God's hand, then we can find true peace. So may God bless us all. May you find peace in Him. May you find peace because He loves you, He cares about you, He knows what you need, He will guide you to a better life. Trust in Him and we can find true peace. Anything can happen, storm can come. But in Him we have peace. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for you sent Jesus, the Prince of Peace, among us, so we can find true peace in Him. And Jesus said, "My peace I give to you." And now we can enjoy this peace. And we, by fully trusting in you, by fully offering our life into your hand, Lord, let us be an ambassador of this peace and let us manifest this peace in our life and let people be drawn to you, knowing that you are the God of peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.